Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
But we are treated now to Mike Rizzo.
This is the best.
We're going to take a pause from Super Bowl talk. We're going to talk a little baseball with Mike Rizzo. He is the general manager and the president of baseball operations for the Washington Nationals, the world champion Washington Nationals. Yes. Congratulations on that extraordinary year.
Thank you. That has a great ring to it, too. I like when people say that to me.
I think it works. You wear it well.
Thank you.
You brought your franchise their first World Series title. What does that mean to you, Mike? That's amazing.
Well, it personally means a great deal to me, but it means even more to the DMV. You know, the fan base of Washington D.C. has been starving for a championship for a long time. You know, we lost baseball there in D.C. for about 36
right.
years or so when they moved out of Washington the first time. But the area is so excited about you know the season, the way we want it, the fact that we want it, and we couldn't be happier to have brought that to the DMV of the Washington area.
I mean, one of the observations about that team was it was built from the top of the rotation, and we're in an era where people are going to bullpens quickly and having openers, but you guys did it the old school way with that extraordinary foursome really at the top there when you include Sanchez. Was that intentional, or did that just those pieces come together?
Well, it was intentional. That was the blueprint we had going into this thing. I'd learned a long time ago that when you have a starting rotation, anything is possible, and until you do have one, nothing's possible.
Yep.
So, we're a pitching first organization. You know, we feel that we like to put a pitcher on the middle of the mound to give us a chance to win each and every day, and that's kind of the way that we built our roster. We have our big four starting pitchers. We've got Cy Young Award winners, we've got All Stars, we've got great contributors, and then you build it around them, and they take you deep into the games, and when you can give them the ball and say take us to the promised land, and they did this year.
Mike, tell us about, in 2012, you made a bold decision to shut down Steven Strasburg after his Tommy John surgery. Looking now, you've got an MVP of the World Series in Strasburg, just signed him to a new deal. Talk about that decision and how you feel that is. Was it tough at the time, and then obviously how it's played out for you?
It was difficult at the time, of course. But it wasn't the first time we've done it. That was the way we handled. That was our post Tommy John protocol for all of our pitchers. So we had done it before. We had done it the year before with a great right-handed pitcher named Jordan Zimmerman, who turned out to be a terrific major league pitcher for a long time. So that was our blueprint. That's the way we handled our post Tommy John pitchers. And Strauss was near and dear to our heart. He was he's an extraordinary pitcher. What we wanted to do with our protocol was take care of the player. We got beat up for it quite a bit because of the timing of it. But I think that what it did prove, if nothing else, that we cared about our players we cared greatly about Strauss, and I think that his arm recovered in the right way, and I think that his long-term viability has been great. So we feel good about it. Like I've said from the beginning, it was done for all the right reasons and all the right intentions, and I sleep like a baby then, and I still sleep like a baby now, knowing how it came out.
And he's able to lift that World Series trophy with no pain.
No pain.
Great decision.
Nope. And an MVP trophy, too.
Absolutely.
So that was great.
We're talking to Mike Rizzo. He's the general manager of the Washington Nationals, the world champion Washington Nationals. Okay, this offseason, you did re-sign Strasburg. Congratulations. You've added Will Harris. What does he add to that team?
Well, it's a good, consistent, championship caliber relief pitcher.
Yep.
One of the really great relievers over the last 5 years. He's got a great track record. He's done great things for a long period of time, and five consecutive years of peak performance for a reliever is a long time. So, you know, we think that we've got ourselves a great back end of the bullpen this year. Sean Doolittle is as good as it gets, in the back. You know, Daniel Hudson, we re-signed, who was our World Series hero. He'll be a fortifying force back there, along with Will Harris and a couple of our good young arms and Tanner Rainey, Will, and Suero, Strickland, and those type of guys. We feel that we've got the makings of a good, deep, and talented bullpen.
So with all that good news, Mike, you do have a bit of a bummer news in losing Anthony Rendon to the Angels with a big, fat 7-year contract. How do you, you drafted him in 2011, and you were really responsible for the development of who he is now. How do you and can you replace losing someone like an Anthony Rendon?
Well, you know, Anthony Rendon was so special for us, not only in that lineup. You know, he's a great player, great defender, great offensive player. But what he brings into clubhouse and in the community, it's hard to replicate that with another player. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to win in a different manner. We're going to obviously give some of our good young prospects a chance. We think we've got great depth at that position with Asdrubal Cabrera. We signed Starling Castro. We've got our young Kara Keeboom that's going to get an opportunity to play there. We've got Howie Kendrick who's played third base a lot before. So we've got options. We've got Davey Martinez who's in my opinion was the manager of the year last year. He's got a lot of great options and a lot of great ways that he can construct this lineup. And I think that we're going to have to score runs in a different manner because Tony drove in a whole lot of runs for us last year. But we think we've got a really good, talented, deep group of guys that should play meaningful games in September and October.
Well, you're right. He was an extraordinary manager, Martinez, last season.
Yes.
We're broadcasting out of Houston normally, and the Astros appear to be on the cusp of hiring Dusty Baker, a guy you know. What do you think he brings to the Astros?
Well, if that's true, which I hope it is, Dusty will bring a swagger to that clubhouse. He's a player's manager that really has the back of his players, and he is a team first guy. So he's one of the characters of the game. He knows the game inside and out, and players just gravitate towards him.
On the topic of the Astros, were you surprised by all that's just taken place in the report and the revelations about the sign stealing?
Well, as it came out, and there's an investigation still going on, so I'm not going to comment on that. In 2017, what I want to focus on is I don't want to take it any gleam or spotlight away from the 2019 world champion Washington Nationals. We're a team of character, of an integrity, and we came through trials and tribulations to win this World Series, and that's what I'm focusing on. And once that's passed, we're going to focus on 2020 and trying to repeat.
Now, you are here to talk about a little Budweiser.
Definitely.
What do you want to say about Budweiser?
Well, we're honored to be in the Super Bowl ad of Budweiser. Winning the World Series and the celebration that took part in that, I think that when you see the commercial, it's going to epitomize that. These are typical Americans, typical American players playing a typical American game. Drinking Budweiser, a typical American beer. It just shows what you can do when you stick to things and it just shows the kind of the mantra of typical Americans where when things are at their worst, Americans are at their best, and I think that this commercial really shows that, and it's like I said, typical Americans doing atypical things.
Fantastic.
With America's favorite pastime. Let's keep it that way.
Keep
right?
it that way for sure.
And I love what you brought up, Mike. It's like, you know what? All the craziness that has gone down in the last couple of weeks, let's not forget that your World Series title needs to be celebrated, and what you've done not only for the DMV area, but really the first franchise World Series title, that should be celebrated. Let's put that above this other junk and move on, right?
That's what I'm doing.
All
congratulations.
Right. We're trying
for being
to
with
Houston,
us.
Too, believe me.
Thank you very much.
That's Mike Rizzo, general manager of the Washington Nationals. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With line two, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, line two lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line two keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download line two in the App Store today.